Well, I have had quite the break in recent weeks. Another man who's also had a bit of a break, but is back on air as of tomorrow, Matt Smith with the Sideline View, the big wrap-up of local, state, national and international sport. Matt, how are you going, mate, first of all?
Yeah, good. It was nice to have a little bit of a break away, and it's a good thing nothing happened in sport over the break.
Happened. That's right, absolutely. Everything happened. Let's talk, first of all, about the Taipans. We've always got to talk to you about the Cairns Taipans. I've been a little bit out of the loop, and I know that some Taipans players have also been out of the loop recently. What's happening with the team? Where are they at?
Well, the injury bug didn't just bite. It full-on assaulted them. I've never seen anything like it. To lose five players, you can only suit up 11, you know.
That's right.
It's a fair percentage. You're missing Scotty Machado anyway. Mirko, we've not seen all year. Apparently those two are close to getting back. You lose Quat, and then you lose Nate and Jared Kenny as well. I was shocked they could field a team. And then they won.
And then they happened to win. Because they had, 25 days without a game or something because of people caught COVID?
The COVID thing was insane. All these games that were scheduled that just got cancelled, and it was originally meant to be no home games in February at all for the Taipans, but they've slid it in three to, I guess, make up for the ones that they missed. But like coming back from COVID's not an easy thing to do, and I think that probably affected the Illawarra game, but they definitely got those cobwebs out against Brisbane. And Bull Qual went for 26. He has the best name in the NBL.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. It's a very cool name. And you say you pronounce it very well, can I say?
Oh, thank you. You take a lot of time at the start of the season. I sit down with the guys and go, look, how do we do this? You know, Mirko's got a very specific way he wants the accents on his name done. You know, you've got to get it right.
Very good. And I understand that there's a game coming up.
Yeah, Monday, which is an unusual time for basketball, but I think there's nothing more romantic, really,
Valentine's Day than taking
your significant other to watch basketball.
Go and watch some sports.
But certainly where I'll be, and I'm pretty sure my partner Renee will be in the stands as well. So yeah, that's romantic.
Very good indeed. Now, what else can we expect on the return of the show tomorrow? What other sports are we covering?
Oh, we're touching on everything. Like I said, it's been a massive, massive summer. You know, we've got the Justin Langer debacle, a little bit on coaching there. Ash Barty. We're going to call Ash Barty friend of the show because I met her once. So she's a friend of the
show.
She's
a very distant friend of the show, but a friend nonetheless.
We wave to each other as we're going past each other in the street. But yeah, no, nice. She had a fantastic summer. Summer of tennis was great.
That was so good. That was great.
Yeah. It felt like the nation just needed something because it was a bit of a rough time, and Ash is someone you can really get behind.
Amazing. Yep. Very good. All right. Tell listeners, when can we tune in?
You can tune in from midday, Saturday afternoon for Sideline View, 12 till 4.
Catch him on the 4CA app as well. Matt Smith, Sideline View. Thanks, mate.
No worries.